Hello.
Hi, Cameron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I don't think we're going to do it anymore.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come January 14th, that would reoccur to $598, and it will continue to do so until it settles. So question, though, because I'm looking at your dashboard, and it looks like you're getting some solid results. How come you're thinking about not continuing?
I haven't gotten one phone call or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's strange because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 212 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then for the Google, there's an additional, let me see here, 34 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number that we have for you. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any new customers.
Okay. So let me look at one thing here. So what I'm seeing is that your Google page is optimized and verified and it's ranking on the first page, but you don't have any reviews on there yet, and that could be affecting your conversion. I take it back. You have a 5-star rating with 11 Google reviews, so that's good. Let me just check when the last one was written. 5 months ago, 2 months ago, 4 months ago. So, yeah, you know, you're doing pretty good with keeping them consistent. Since the freshest one was 2 months ago, what I would suggest is continue to get them coming here and there because that will help you with a higher conversion, obviously. If there's, you know, companies up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them and then you have an old review that was 2 months, sometimes that affects which company, you know, the end user will call. So I can send you
I just
email.
Haven't gotten any new customers to leave me a review. They don't have any more new customers.
Okay.
All I have is existing clients.
So if you wanted to cancel because of the terms and conditions, I still have to collect the past due amount. You don't have to do that today, but I would just recommend do it before January 11th because if not January 14th, another charge occurs.
I can do it next week.
Okay. I wanted to give you two options, if I may. Number one, your program does include an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly, okay? And then I could have the technicians do a performance check on this end. You know, obviously you'd work on getting some more fresh reviews, but we would also do a performance check to make sure that if there's any updates that would improve your results, that they perform those for you behind the scenes. Okay. And then option number two would be to cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So
where I can buy the site outright, right? The $100?
$99 would buy the domain, but you would have an empty domain. You wouldn't have the content. So you would take k4design.net and go and build a new site on it, but you would have your same domain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the site? Do you like the way that it's laid out and all? Or
yeah.
You do like
yeah,
the
it
site?
It all looks good. I'm just not getting any. I'm not getting anything from it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised because it looks like, you know, on this end that it's starting to come to full fruition for you. I want to check one thing, though, because on the dashboard, it didn't show that your 11 reviews were showing, but on your Google page, it does. So I just want to ask the technicians real quick to see if there's an issue with that. So let's see here. What I would recommend in the meantime also, Cameron, is, you know, do at least the 49 or the 199 in the meantime, because while the account's in a non-paid status, there's a big orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that, you know, a potential client might see it and think that you're out of business or something, but it's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that, you know, the payment's not going through on this end.
But yeah, I'll be able to call. I can call next week and pay it.
Okay. So,
okay. Like on the 27th.
On the 27th? Okay. So if you like, I can update the payment now and then just process it next week, maybe on the 28th.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. So for the new payment, is it still East Sunrise Drive for the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the new number whenever you are.
It's 4726
okay.
0900
mm-hmm.
0020
mm-hmm.
7254.
Okay, expiration?
1226.
And the code?
723.
Okay. And then on the 28th, do you want to do just the 299 and then cancel right after, or do you want to maybe modify it and take those Facebook ads off and, you know, try to see how the next month would go? Because what I could do is push the next billing out 30 days for you, which means once that payment goes through on the 28th, you're going to be paid in full all the way until January 28th. So you'd have like a whole nother month to kind of make sure that it's working.
Yeah, we can test it out and see.
Okay. So you want to keep it at the with the Facebook ads or take them off?
Yeah,
I want to make sure.
Let's just keep it out with the Facebook ads and see what happens in the next.
Okay. You got it. So what I did was I sent you that review generator email, and if you have any questions how to use it, you can call us, but it's really simple. You just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and that will help you get some more reviews, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, and a Merry Christmas, too.
Hey, you as well.
Thank you so much, Cameron. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.